Greetings, children of God, fellow seekers of the path of peace. This is Pastor Renee Antrosio welcoming you to New Covenant's virtual church service on this second Sunday of Advent and third night of Hanukkah. As we prepare our hearts for the coming Messiah, we add another verse of the song that sets our Advent theme this year, Take Us Home by Another Way. As we bring our gifts and ask God to pave our ways with justice. Today we welcome Leonard Dow, guest teacher from Philadelphia, a Mennonite pastor for 20 years before joining Everence Financial as Vice President of Community and Church Development. Leonard has been sharing his expertise via Zoom as we have gathered financial consultants and researchers to craft a reparations pilot project for New Covenant to invest in scholarships for African American children, joining together to love our neighbors as ourselves. I am eager to finally meet in person and glad for this opportunity to connect to our congregation. Given our theme, Leonard invites us to experience another way of finding joy in the coming of Jesus, preparing us for the third Sunday of Advent focused on joy in the waiting, when we will also welcome Spring Initiative students and staff from Clarksdale, Mississippi, to join us in worship. Last Sunday, I had the privilege of attending the Champaign-Urbana Jewish Federation dinner, where New Covenant was honored for our commitment to education about the Holocaust and genocide by hosting the Auschwitz Experience in the Art of the Prisoners last fall. In this time, when much seems dark in our world, we renew our resolve to resist all threats of genocide and pursue peace for all peoples. As we light the Hanukkah and Advent candles, we kindle our hope for miracles, that God would shine light into our darkness and set our feet on the path of peace. May God hear the prayers of our hearts, be honored in the words of our lips, and be glorified by our actions of mercy and justice for neighbors near and far. Come, Lord Jesus, and shine your light on a path towards peace as we prepare our hearts and lives for your presence.